Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will complement our lives, both inwardly and outwardly. I'd like to welcome you guys in for another episode. As always, follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We are always trying to help the couples and singles navigate the relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. Also, if you're interested in any of the audio recordings, we have The Patterns of the Power Couple in paperback and in audio. And we just put out the new series, The 10 Relationship Tips audio series, where we deal with everything from intentions to sexual relations. So if you want to get any of those things, then you can go to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/Lewis Morris. That's linktr.ee/LouisMorris to get the 10 relationship tips or the Patterns of the Power Couple book in paperback or in audio or both. Today I need to talk about this particular subject. I spoke to a woman the other day and she asked me, you know, I want to deal with this first because this is something that I've been on for a while now. And it's continuously coming up and it's becoming an issue. So one of the first questions that she asked me is, how can I teach my husband how to be a king? Now, this was just a passing conversation where it wasn't a consultation call or anything of that sort. I had given her my card and sold her one of my books, The Patterns of the Power Couple. And we were just having a conversation about what it is that I do for a living. And this question came up, you know. So my answer I was not prepared for what came after the question that she asked me, you know. And I said to her that, you know, you would have to train him to do that. Unfortunately, and that's unfortunate. That in itself, it's unfortunate that I even had to make a statement like that, because that's unfortunate, because as men, we should already understand what the principles are of manhood, and we should already be manifesting them in our lives. And this was not a woman in her youth. And her husband is not in his youth. She showed me a picture of him. Matter of fact, I knew him. you know, not personally, but I know him from working in the restaurant where I used to work. He used to come in there quite frequently. So I knew who he was once she showed me the picture. And he's not young. So that particular issue, the issue of manhood, this is one of the reasons why we wanted to put that particular project in place, the Manhood Cultivation Project. We wanted to put it in place so that we could train our young men and show them what the pillars and principles of manhood are so that they can begin to manifest them early. And also, I had a conversation last night with a couple of men, you know, and we were talking about the incident that happened at the Oscars. And again, the issue of manhood came up. This is an issue. So I'm going to address the men briefly. If you are interested, and many of us aren't, you know, there's this ego thing that we have attached to all of these things. If you need to have a conversation, if you need to talk, because many of us, you know, it's about just getting things out and getting new perspective and things like that. And that's for any human being. I'm not just talking about men in that regard. I'm talking about people. You know, sometimes we just need to get things out. We just need to get a different perspective from the one that we've been dealing with for a period of time or whatever the case might be. But if any of the men need to just talk, DM me, schedule a call, let's talk. You know, there are many issues that we need to address, that we need to deal with so that we can be better human beings, so that we can be better mates, husbands, brothers, uncles, grandfathers, and such, and fathers, and like this. That was just a side note. What we want to talk about today is the issue of cheating. And the reason we're going to talk about that is because the conversation with the woman, once the question was asked and I answered the question, it came out that that was his situation, that she found out that he was and still is committing adultery. That he was and still is committing adultery. So I want to talk about this issue. I believe I've talked about it before, but I want to talk about it from this perspective. I want to give us a perspective on what this is about. What is cheating about? Cheating has two foundational pillars. Anyone who reads my work, who listens to my podcast, who watches my videos, they know I am a pillars person. This is how you build things. You build things with a foundation. Just like a tree, you plant a seed, and then the roots grow in the ground, and then the tree comes out of the ground and it grows. But those roots are in the ground already. That's how the tree becomes strong and stable and like this, because the roots are planted in the ground. This is the way it works, not just with, you know, things in nature or in the creation. No, it works that way with beliefs in the heart and actions. There are pillars that should be attached to them. There are pillars that are attached to them. Cheating is no different. There are pillars that are attached to them. The pillars of cheating are two: selfishness and some form of lust. Notice I said some form of lust, because when we use the word lust, even when you look it up in the dictionary, it is most of the time it's associated with sexuality, but it's bigger than that. And I'm going to read you the definition of these two words before we go any further. So the definition of selfishness is the quality or state of caring only for oneself or one's own interest. That's the definition of selfishness. The definition of lust is an intense longing or craving. These are the two pillars of cheating. Let me explain. What I mean by that is selfishness is a quality or state of caring only for oneself or one's own interest. Now, understand something when it comes to cheating. It doesn't mean that the other person doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. However, it does mean that they don't love you enough to put their selfishness to the side when it comes to whatever they're lusting after in another person. Let me run that back. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. Now, in some cases, they don't. In some cases, they don't. But not in every case. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. No, what it means is that they don't love you enough to put their selfishness to the side and be selfless enough to consider you before they go after the lust that they're craving with another person. That's what it means. The foundation of cheating, two of them, selfishness. It's got to be. Because if you were concerned with the other person, you would put that to the side. You would be like, wait a minute. There's another person in my life who loves me. If I do this, it's going to hurt him or her. It's going to damage the relationship, yada, yada. And those things would take precedent. Those things would take precedent. And I always like remind people of this. There's a song that came out in the 90s by Mint Condition, right? And it's called What Kind of Man Would I Be, right? That's the name of the song. And in the song, when he's telling this woman, you know, that he's not going to cheat with her, he never mentions anything about love. Never. He never says that. He says, what kind of man would I be, right, if I lived unfaithfully, right? And I don't want to see her cry. This is what he said. Why? Because he wasn't being selfish. He was being selfless. He considered, although, as he said in the song, he's attracted to the other woman. He likes the other woman. They're feeling each other. But because he was selfless, he considered the woman that he was with. Therefore, he didn't do it. He put his selfishness to the side and became selfless because he considered the other person that he was with. That's the gist of the song. He didn't mention anything about love. He never mentioned that in the song. He never mentioned whether he loved her, whether he didn't love her. Didn't. That didn't come up. Didn't talk about that. Because that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point. That wasn't the point at all. The point was, why am I not going to do this? I'm not going to do this because, one, this is not what a man should do. And two, I don't want to hurt her like that. That's why he didn't do it. He was selfless. You see? Because selfishness is one of the root causes of adultery, of cheating. It's one of the root reasons. Has to be. Because there are two people in the relationship. Okay, so if you go and you share and you're intimate with another person, although you're in the relationship with someone else, that is selfishness. That's what it is. You're not considering the other person at all. Not even a little bit. You're not. You have become totally inconsiderate of that person. Totally. And there are other, you know, there are other, because you're not even considering the danger of it. That's another talk in itself, but you're not even considering the danger of it. That's another conversation. But the point is that that's one of the roots of it. The second one is a root, but it's a bit more complex. It's a little bit more complex. And the reason is because in many cases, especially with the women, not exclusively with the women, but especially with the women, it's not about sex. it's something else that she's lusting for in many cases. Not in all. Not in all cases. Some cases, with the women and the men, it's just about the sex. It is the lust for a different type of sexual activity. That's what it is. But in many cases, especially with the women, but not exclusively with the women, the men fall into this category too. It's about emotional attachment. It's about a different level of intimacy. That's it. That's what it's about. It's not about sex. No, it's about they're not getting something emotionally or intimately from the person that they're with. So they become what? Selfish. And they make a conscious decision to fulfill that particular lust with somebody else. They become selfish, and then they make a conscious decision to fulfill that particular lust, whether it's a sexual lust, emotional lust, an intimacy lust, with someone else. That's it. That's the way it works. That's what cheating is. And sometimes, just like I said, it's not even about sex. It has nothing to do with it. That's just part of it. That's just part of it. But that's not it. That's not why they're doing it. However, let's stop for a minute. Does that make it okay? No. Because, again, and we talked about the issue of communication. And we talked about it in depth in the 10 Relationship Tips series in the last volume. And the reasons we talked about it in the last volume is because it was the most important one and the one that we were going to have to elaborate on the most. But if you're not getting something from your significant other, whether it's sexually, emotionally, intellectually, intimacy, whatever it is, it's time for you to have a conversation. It is time for you to open your mouth and let the other person know, this is what I need. This is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I expect. And like this, it's time to have a conversation. Now, depending on what is said in the conversation, then you can make a determination whether you want to stay with this individual or not. But you see how, if you have the conversation, you see how the selfishness does not manifest itself in one person seeking to fulfill a certain lust with someone else. It doesn't manifest itself that way. It doesn't. Because they go to the person that they're with seeking to fulfill that particular lust. You see? They go to the person that they're with. It doesn't, the selfishness, it's really not there because you're going to the person that you're with, that you're in an intimate relationship with, seeking a certain satisfaction. That's not selfishness. That's selflessness. Because you went to the person you were supposed to go to and you have a conversation. And you say, listen, we're not doing this. Why aren't we doing that? Do you think we can do this? You think we can do that? I think we should do more of this. It would make our relationship better and like that. But if a person chooses not to have that conversation, or if they have that conversation and they don't get what they want out of the conversation, and they make a conscious decision to fulfill whatever lust they want fulfilled with another person, that's selfishness. That's selfishness now. Because now it's just all about me. I had a conversation with you. I didn't like what you said. Okay, well, I'm going to get this from someone else now. You see how these are the root causes of cheating? They're the root causes of cheating. They're the root causes. They're the pillars. They're not the principles now. We ain't talking about them. Principles are different. For instance, I'm going to just give you, for instance, before we in the podcast. A pillar is, like I said, those two things, selfishness and lust. A principle is flirting. That's a principle. That is how you get to the cheating. That is one of the means that you use to get to it. See? The pillars are what you can't see. That's what pillars are. You can't see. Once the building is built, you can't see the foundation anymore. You can't, because the building is on top of it. You can't see the foundation anymore. All you see now is the building. All you see now is the building. You see the principle, the building. But the pillars are the stuff that you can't see. You can't see the selfishness in a person's heart. You can't see that. You can't see the lust that's there. You can't see that. You can't see that. But if the other person decides to follow the other person, I don't recommend that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you should follow the other person. I'm not saying that. But if the person chooses to follow the other person, or they hire a private detective, which many people do, you know, because they, you know, they're looking to get a divorce now, looking to get out of it, and they want the judge to see it from their point of view. So they hire a private detective to follow the other person. That's when the private detective or you will see the principles being manifest. They'll see you, they'll see that person and the person that they're having the interlude with out on dates. They will see them hanging out together in bars. They will see them going to hotels together. They will see them going to each other's, going to his place or her place and like this. Those are the principles because they can be seen. If someone observes them, they can be seen now. You can see that. But to many people, it's still a mystery as to why they're doing it. Because I've heard people say, oh man, yeah, he still cheats, but you know, he's got a good woman at home, you know, saying she takes care of business, yada, yada, yada. So the man who was talking, and I've heard this many times, the man who was talking, he didn't see the pillars. He doesn't what is the underlying reason why he's doing this? Because he has a good woman at home. She's attractive. She's successful. She's like this. Why is he doing that? He sees the principles, but he doesn't know what the pillars are. He has no idea. That's why I'm telling you what they are. That's my job. The pillars are selfishness and lust. And don't be fooled now. Don't be fooled. There is not one without the other. They don't exist exclusively. They don't. Both of them have to be present. Both of them have to be present in order for a person to cheat. It's that simple. One does not go without the other. They are a package deal. Just like those roots under that tree, they're holding that tree together. All of them. Not some of, all of them. That's what those pillars are. The cheating does not take place unless both of them are present. Selfishness and lust, they both have to be there. It's the way it works. Mind you, most of us, we look at it, we say, oh, it's lust, it's just sexual lust. Not always. Not all the time. Sometimes it's just about intimacy. Sometimes that's all it is. That's all it is. You know, like I'm a movie guy, so there was a movie, it was a long time ago. This movie was a long time ago with Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep, right? I can't even remember the name of the movie. It was called Love Something. I can't remember it. But anyway, both of them were married, both of them. So they would take, he would take the train into work and she would take the train in to go, she would take her kid to the school and then she would go shopping and things like that in town. So they met on the train and they started having an affair with each other. So then he invited her to go to an apartment that he had somewhere, that he had rented somewhere. So they went there and they were attempting like to have sex and they didn't. Both of them were like, no, we're not going to do this. So they didn't have sex. They left. So when that happened, Robert De Niro's character, whose name I can't remember, right, decided that, look, this is going too far. I'm going to tell my wife. So he went home and he said to her, he said, I met this woman. So his wife was like, what are you talking about? He was like, you know, I met this woman on the train and, you know, I've been seeing her. So the woman said, you've been seeing her? He said, yeah, you know, I've been seeing her. So then she said, have you slept with her? He said, no, we haven't done anything like that. And she smacked him. Why'd she do that? Because she knew that it wasn't about sex. It had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that. No, he was emotionally attached to her now. he had deep feelings for her now. Had nothing to do with sex. His lust for this woman had nothing to do with sex. No, it was an emotional attachment. That's why she smacked him. That's why. Because she knew if it was just physical, maybe we could get past that. No, it wasn't that. His lust for this woman was emotional. There was emotional and intimacy attachment to this woman. That's why she smacked him. This is what cheating is. These are the two pillars of it. Selfishness and some form of lust. This is what we want to talk about. If you have any questions, any comments, if you disagree, if you think there are more pillars, DM me, schedule a call. We can talk about it. Love it. No problem. All the time. This is what we do. We don't back away from pushback. We don't. It's not what we do. No, if you have a different opinion or a different take, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. So, as always, follow me on Instagram, @Lewis_Morris_coaching, daily relationship tips and advice. We're always trying to help the singles and the couples navigate this tumultuous relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. Also, if you would like to get the Patterns of the Power Couple in paperback or in audio, or you would like to get the new audio series, which is the 10 Relationship Tips, where we talk about everything from intentions to communication, then you can get all of that in the link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. And please visit the website. Go to the mall, what my first coach used to call it. Go to the mall, LewisMorrisCoaching.com, and get those freebies. The Relationship Rescue Plan, the Get Your Groove Back Worksheet, Relationships in Rhymes, and the Heart Matters. They are all free and available on the website, LewisMorrisCoaching.com. Please like and subscribe to the podcast, to the Heart Matters podcast. The more subscribers, the more likes, the more we move up in ranking on Apple and Spotify and iHeart, and we would love to do that. So please help us with that as well. If you want anything from the Heart Matters brand, if you're looking for it, you can find it on the website or in my link tree, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and we will see you again soon.